Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. A double dose in the ladies' lounge tonight because that lady right there, Jordan Sparks, is joining us a little bit later. And we're getting started tonight in the ladies' lounge up front and foremost with Judge Jeanine Pirro of the Fox News Channel. We are so grateful to have you with us and so grateful to be able to be with you every single Saturday night, bringing to you, a fun week in radio. Did you like the, I noticed the camera was just zooming in on my Statue of Liberty there. This was the table centerpiece at an event I went to last weekend. And Lady Liberty was the theme of every table. And before we left, the hostess said to me, she said, Kevin, I'm going to be offended if you don't take one of the Lady Liberties with you. So tonight, Lady Liberty, right here to my right. Shining the beacon of freedom. All right, time to open up the ladies' lounge. We're grateful to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Every week we try to have a very intentional purpose for speaking with women in media, particularly women that I feel like need to have their voices amplified a little bit more. Tonight, you could argue that because she has a best-selling book and because she's just killing it on the bestsellers list right now, in spite of the Jim Comey news of recent everything else, that Judge Jeanine Pirro needs no help, needs no amplification, but we're always honored to have her back at the Kevin McCullough microphone. So, Judge, thanks for being here. It's good to have you.
Well, first of all, it's good to be back with you again. And you know, I just love listening to Charles Grassley ask that question to Jim Comey, who I knew and I worked with when I was the elected DA. He was the U.S. attorney in the building right next to mine. And I got to tell you, my last book was called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. Well, this guy was a liar and a leaker, and the Inspector General's report proved it yesterday. And then he's got the chutzpah to say, you know what, I want everyone who called me a liar and a leaker to apologize. I mean, say what? These people, they constantly come out from the left and they say, don't believe your lying eyes.
Right.
It's got to be wrong.
Judge, I want to get real specific on this, though. What, the question that Mr. Grant, in fact, Alex, replay the comment, because I want to make sure the context of this is as I am understanding. Go.
Director Comey, have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?
Never.
Now, that's a broad question, Judge. You've had a lot of lawyers come before you in your time. They've made a lot of arguments. That's a very open-ended, broad question. Did he lie before the Senate judiciary in that response?
Well, I don't think there's any question that he perjured himself when he answered that question the way he did. And, you know, it's the same when he represented himself to the president. He said, you know, I'm not a leaker. I'm nothing like that. And those are in his notes that we found out after that meeting. And when he tried to tee up the dossier for CNN. And then, you know, we realized that he then leaked it so that, his friend James Clapper could get it all over CNN. You know,
right.
the hypocrisy on the left is something that they're very proud of. They deny, and we got this starting with Obama. You know, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your health care. And he knew at that point that there was no way that was going to happen. But they lie, and James Comey is a liar. He has been a liar. He is someone who has used his power to benefit himself and his ego. And, you know, he's got this holier-than-thou approach. I call him Cardinal Comey, and they did in the FBI behind his back when he is a low-level political operative. pure and simple.
Yeah, and really lowering the bar for what we've come to expect of the director of the FBI in a very sad way. Her book is called Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Retake America. Judge, we've got an election coming up in 2020. How are you feeling about where President Trump is at and what the country is facing right now, even with the kind of the slumping poll numbers here at the end of the summer?
Well, you know, in the book, when I talk about the plot to remake America, I have a chapter dedicated to the Democrat clown car. I mean, when you think about who's at the top of the heap in Democrat primary right now, it's Joe Biden. On any given day, he doesn't know what state he's in. He doesn't know when he's talking to people. He says,
Did you see the story that came out last night? He has evidently conflated three different events and turned it into a single war story where he traveled to somewhere and pinned a medal on somebody that he never pinned. He wasn't the one that pinned it. It wasn't at that location. He's got the country wrong. He's got the geography wrong. He's got who put the medal on the person wrong. He calls them a naval officer. They were an army soldier. I mean, the guy is really off base.
Well, you know, and it's frightening that what they're trying to do is tee up a guy who's going to be nothing more than just a shadow figure and a front for the left. And the left is trying to remake America. And I just want to go back to Jim Comey for one second, if it's okay.
Sure.
And that is that Bill Barr has chosen not to prosecute him, the Department of Justice, for leaking that information. But I think that your listeners should understand that that was a prosecutable offense. But in the District of Columbia, there's no way you're going to get a left-leaning jury to convict. And I think Bill Barr is waiting for the big one, and that is the fraud that was perpetrated on the FISA court by Jim Comey and the Department of Justice and the upper echelons of the FBI to frame Donald Trump and then create a schism in this country. For 2 years, we lived with this Russia collusion delusion. And you know why? One person, Jim Comey, when he leaked that information to get to the New York Times, he teed it up for a special prosecutor. A special prosecutor was appointed, and we lived with that trauma in this country for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, he has brought shame to the FBI.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is the voice you're hearing. Kevin McCullough Radio is where you're tuned. Her book is Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, The Left's Plot to Remake America. It is just taken the number one slot on Amazon under the bestsellers in political commentary and opinion page. And again, the three versions of the book hold three of the top five slots on that page. So she is literally burning it up on this Friday. Judge, I want to ask you a fun question, because not all people view it as fun, but have you been entertained at the fact that you've become a Saturday Night Live character? I mean, good or bad, they, you know, making it to SNL, favorable or non-favorable, it does say something about, you know, the amount of impact you're having on the discussion. Are you satisfied with that?
Well, I don't know that I'm satisfied, but I got to tell you, you know what? I've never taken myself seriously. I take what I do seriously.
I agree
with
that.
And honestly,
yeah.
I think it's hysterical, but I want you to know one thing. I really want to be clear on this.
Okay.
The last few scenes that they've had, they've got me as a drunk. I don't even drink. I mean, I have a glass of wine every month. That's a lot for me. They've got me spitting out martinis, and I say, but I laugh. You know what? Come on. This is fun, and I have no problem with it at all. And
no,
I read an article by Cecily Strong. She was interviewed, and she says, you know, I hope Jeanine Pirro doesn't take it personally. First of all, I don't fall off my chair and my legs go up. It's just crazy stuff, but it's fun.
Yeah, no, it's, and anybody that knows you knows that part of it, which makes it kind of even more fun. Okay, Judge, you got a big show this weekend. What's going to be on the big news channel on Justice with Judge Jeanine?
Well, obviously, I'm going to go after Jim Comey. I'm going to go after the fact that he wants an apology. I'm going to go after the fact that everything he did was wrong. You know, he had the FBI come to his house, and he had things in the safe, memos that were government property, and he said he didn't have anything. And it was Andrew McCabe. I want you to think about this. Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, who sent the FBI over there to get all of the FBI property. And Comey lied to them, too. He said, I don't have anything else, but everything was in his safe. And that, I think, created a tension between McCabe and Comey, who are now pointing at each other. And I talk about this in one of the chapters of the book, you know, the rats deserting the ship. Everybody's blaming everybody else. I think that that this is, I think, hopefully we're coming to the end of this whole criminal justice plot. But make no mistake, they're looking for socialism over capitalism. They're looking to end our free speech, and they're looking to make sure that this country is a country where illegals come in, where they vote, and we pay for their education, their medication, and everything else. And we've got to take the country back.
All right, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live is where you're listening, and she was with me just a few days ago having that conversation, and glad to be able to bring it to you tonight in the Ladies' Lounge as part of our double feature tonight. Just ahead, after this next break, Jordan Sparks will be joining us to talk about a very important matter that she's very passionate about. And I love the fact that people speak out about the things that are important to them. We've also been telling you about Israel. Time is drawing close for you to get your deposit in and save that extra $150 if you want to go with us next February. KMCRadio@gmail.com. Put Israel in the subject line to get all the free stuff I told you I would send you. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
If you're watching on Biz TV, another live shot of Times Square. What a busy night. Beautiful weather. We got the kind of the cloud cover, and I don't know. It's just autumn is one of my favorite times of year, especially for the New York area, and I'm glad to have a nice weather day today. Anyway, we are in the middle of a double feature for the Ladies Lounge tonight. My next guest is someone that I have, I did not know what she did prior to her appearance on American Idol, like many in the country. But then I later found out that she did some work with one of my favorite musicians, Michael W. Smith, sang backup for him for a number of years on the world tour. So as we reopen the Ladies Lounge tonight, it's my joy to welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone Jordan Sparks, who's not only got a brand new Broadway show that's coming out, the musical called The Waitress, but she's also got something that she wants to talk to us about that's really important, very close to her heart, very specific, called Generation S. Jordan Sparks, welcome back. Good to have you. The greatest tri-state area, small hometown. You're a Ridgewood, New Jersey girl. Is that not correct?
Oh, my gosh, yes. When my dad played football for the Giants, that's where we were.
There you go. Well, and the Giants are going to have a good year this year, so we'll see. There should be a lot of interest in North Jersey. Hey,
yes,
Jordan, congratulations on the return to Broadway. Are you excited?
Thank you. I am. I really am. I'm terrified. I'm terrified and excited at the same time. Because the first time I did Broadway, you know, I was just a kid. I was 20 years old, single. I only had my dogs to take care of, and now I have my husband and my son. So it's, my brain space isn't the same as it used to be. But I'm very excited. I love the show. I love the songs. I'm really attached to the characters. So I can't wait to start. I don't have very much time to rehearse left. So I start September 16th through October 27th.
It's a limited engagement, but if people want to get involved, it's the name is The Waitress, right?
Yeah, waitressthemusical.com, I think, is the website.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. Sarah Bareilles wrote the score and the music, and it's really great. It's a fun, more modern musical, but I think lots of people will enjoy it, all ages. I've been watching it, and I look at the audience, and there's such a vast range of age range in there.
Sure.
It's really cool to see.
Well, compared to studio work and touring, how do you rate Broadway? I mean, what do you like? What are the downfalls of it?
You know what, for me, I actually really love Broadway because it incorporates all the things that I love under the creative umbrella into one spot. So not only do you have dancing and you have singing, you also have the full performance aspect, and then you have acting, and then it's a live show.
Yeah.
And I get to be in the same place every night. So for me, it's a win-win-win-win-win.
None of that tour bus stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I love being able to do it. I do love doing the other things as well, but Broadway, it's just different. I love being able to do a live performance. There's nothing like feeling that audience energy. Even though theater energy can be a little bit different and it varies from night to night, I still love doing live performance. So for me, I'm really excited to get back up on the stage again.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. Hey, you're speaking out today, and it's the beginning of a month in which the nation is being called to pay attention to the idea of sickle cell disease, and you've produced a PSA that I'm going to have linked on the social media, and I hope everybody will go take a look at it. But I'm just curious, is there a personal connection to sickle cell for Jordan Sparks, and what's your story there?
Yes, well, it definitely is really personal to me. My mom got remarried a couple years ago to an amazing man. With that came new siblings, and Brianna was born with sickle cell disease. Sickle cell disease is something that you're born with. You can't catch it, or it's not something that you can acquire. But she had it her whole life, and She unfortunately passed away about a year and a half ago. She succumbed to the disease. But during the time that I was able to know her and, you know, that we were family, and me and my mom and the rest of our family were always trying to figure out ways to raise awareness, whether it was like doing bold lips for sickle cell, which was like putting bright lipstick on and then posting a picture with a hashtag, or I designed a tattoo for this other sickle cell disease cause that I was doing. And I hadn't been a part of something as big as this, but she inspired me so much because she really wanted to be an advocate and like the face for sickle cell disease. And but she was also the normal typical teenager. She wanted to be a model, and she loved fashion and music and makeup. And for her experience, from what I saw, sometimes she was hospitalized 3 weeks out of the month. Like, that was how debilitating her pain crisis would be. And so to see how courageous she was, we call them warriors, sickle cell warriors, because that's really what they are. You know, to see that was really inspiring. So I was inspired for a very long time, but after she passed, it really kind of lit a fire under me to continue to do the work that I know that she would have wanted to do as well. So I do this in honor of her and of in honor of my stepdad, James.
Do we have an understanding, as best as you understand it, Jordan, as to why sickle cell disproportionately affects African Americans as opposed to the population in general?
Not sure, and I'm not a medical professional, but I do know that it does, like you said, it does primarily affect the African American community. I think it's 1 in 12 or 1 in 13 African Americans can actually carry the trait. So it doesn't mean they actually have the disease, but they can carry the trait, which means that they can pass it down to their children and they may have the disease.
Sure.
So for me, not only is this important in that way, but in the African American community, you know, a lot of times, you know, things kind of get swept under the rug. We don't really talk about it, and also there isn't a lot of information in a lot of those communities, and I feel like it's really important for this PSA to be out and for this dialogue to be open, because maybe somebody will see this PSA and go, you know what, I think maybe my aunt or my uncle or somebody I know has this. It sounds like they might have it, or maybe I need to go check my trait status and know, because I mean I that's definitely something important that you would want to know, especially if you're going to have kids. You would want to know if you'd pass that down. But I'm unsure as to why it actually affects the African community the most. I'm unsure, but there are 100,000 Americans that are affected by it right now, and then there's millions across the globe as well, because even though it does affect primarily the African American community, anybody can get it.
Do you know if...
can have it passed down.
Do you know if in the advocacy that you've done and the people that you've spoken with, if we've made headway on research and a cure? I mean, where do we stand with the possible outcomes being improved soon?
I mean, I think we're closer than we've ever been, just because the advancements in technology and different things that we have. But each individual, it's different to each individual. So somebody's pain tolerance is going to be different from another patient's pain tolerance, and then their treatment is going to be different than somebody else's treatment. So I feel like, I'm not a medical professional, but I would definitely ask, you know, your doctor about what your options are and what you can do considering to your own individual needs.
Well, friends, what I want you to do is I want you to visit a website, joingens.com, joingens.com, and see what Generation S is all about, see a little bit about why Jordan Sparks has gotten involved, and Jordan, appreciate your concern and your passion to help make people's lives better. That's the best part, and when you do set up shop on the 16th, we'll just have to have a bunch of Kevin McCullough listeners come and support Waitress the Musical on its opening weekend. That'd be fun. Hey, Jordan,
yeah,
thanks
so
for taking
great.
Time.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you again.
No, pleasure all ours. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Radio Night Live rolls on. We've got a few segments now. We can open the phones. You want to talk about the debates this week? You want to talk about news?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is seeming to take a different stance on vaping. He tweeted about getting counterfeits off the market after announcing earlier this week an effort to ban nearly all flavored vaping products. Gregory Connolly, the president of the American Vaping Association, made his case against the flavored vaping ban.
The fact is that there have been mistakes by people trying to market to adult millennials, but that does not justify removing every single product from the market besides tobacco flavors, especially when we know from the Yale School of Public Health, the National Bureau of Economic Research, other institutions have said banning flavors will increase smoking, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Me and Lady Liberty co-hosting tonight. I want to say thank you to Margot Katzimatidis, who gave this Lady Liberty to our studios. She actually used them as centerpieces on the tables at a big birthday party that she threw. Margot is the wife of John Katzimatidis, who's New York's favorite billionaire, almost was mayor a few years ago, and I think the city would be in infinitely better hands if he was mayor. Anyway, we were very honored to be invited, but we were one of the last ones to leave, and as a result, she was like, "Hey, Kev, take the Lady Liberty that's on your table." So now I've got a beautiful Lady Liberty that will be here with me on Saturday nights, and she can hang out, and I can pat her on the head, and can have a good time. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Okay, so you know the debate was this week. Today there is debate in the Democratic presidential candidate field. So amongst the candidates themselves, as to whether or not this man
should be considered someone that they should go on the attack of. Take a listen to this clip right here.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words. Play the radio.
All right, so we never got to see the video of that, but that was Joe Biden who actually was saying those nondescript phrases in response to an answer to a question that I think had to do with early childhood education. Nobody really knows what he was talking about. In fact, can we play it again? Can we put the video on the screen this time? This is Joe Biden from the debate the other night.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone, make sure the kids hear words.
Did he almost say phonograph? Because he goes, make sure you're playing the record player, the phone, and then he moved on to make sure kids hear words. Like, what do you expect him to hear? Just nonsensical gibberish? What are you playing for him at night? You got something in the MP3 player that's just, you know, to them? So anyway, in light of that, there is now this debate that is rising up after the third Democratic presidential debate, wondering whether or not they can attack Joe Biden for his fitness to be the party's presidential nominee. Reading from the Wall Street Journal today, Mr. Biden has maintained his front-runner status in public polling despite a series of verbal missteps. Series? Cool. Man, they're being generous. Some Democrats have warned that his misstatements and gaffes could undermine his case that he is one of the best place to beat President Trump. First of all, let me say this, friends. There's no one on that stage the other night, not one of those 10, that can hold a light to Donald Trump in a one-on-one debate. Maybe you didn't see what he did with Hillary last year. Trump thinks quicker on his feet than those 10 collectively could think over a period of 2 weeks. Like, it's not even a contest. That doesn't mean that he's always going to say the nicest things or even the most kind things. But he's going to get zingers in because his brain works that way. And if they think that they can hold a light, now if they're going to come in and try to say, well, we're going to play the nice card and all the rest of this, he's just going to say, well, that niceness is what our government's tried to have for the last 50 years and we didn't get anything done. I came in here, wasn't always nice, and in 3 years we got 87 promises kept. So I do think there's a little bit of a advantage for him if they try to go the route of, oh, he's a big meanie. Yeah, I'm a big meanie that gets things done. Like, that's, and if I was advising his campaign, that's exactly how I would advise them to market it. But it's interesting that now that candidate field is having this debate about whether or not they should go after Joe Biden, because you know that any of them on that stage would slit his throat if they thought it would give them a chance to move into his spot. And the only reason that Bernie and Elizabeth Warren probably won't is because they're too old to be able to raise a knife. Like, that's the problem. The top three guys that are getting more than 80% of the vote right now in the Democratic field are all over the age of 75. And they're trying to appeal to millennials. They're trying to appeal to suburban women. They're trying to appeal to people that, see a jackhammer in Donald Trump. And he's 72, but he gets up and he gets it done every day. Sleeps, you know, 6-7 hours a night, maybe max, on a given night. Anyway, 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts on any of that, I'd be more than happy to chat with you about them. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Should the Democratic candidates go after Joe Biden? They're debating it internally. Should they go after him and get him out of the race if he's not going to be the nominee so that someone else can have that clear path? Your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. And I'm honored. Next week, an old friend, Michelle Malkin, is going to be joining us. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc., fabulous read. You need to check it out. She'll be with us for the Ladies Lounge next week.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. There were more than a few news stories this week that were worth talking about it. I want to revisit the top story of today, though. The Saudi government had to shut down roughly half of its oil output after drone strikes occurred today. Our State Department and our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has identified Iran as the origins of those drone strikes. There were some pretty big fires that had broken out in the Saudi kingdom, and Iranian-backed rebels were claiming responsibility for the attacks. There is an Arab coalition that is already promised to counter these threats.
And expect for crude oil to hit $100 a barrel very soon, if not almost immediately overnight. They're saying gas prices could be as high as 25 to 50 cents higher per gallon by the time you wake up tomorrow morning. So as some of my staff have already made plans to do tonight, fill up your car as early as possible. Try to save some money before some of that happens. Another sad story that's going down tonight, there's another tropical storm that is headed for the Bahamas, who just got pummeled by Dorian. Tropical storm Umberto, which starts with an H. So we went from D, E, F, G. So there's E, F, G. There were three storms that were in the tropics somewhere that didn't evidently come on shore. But Umberto is now scheduled to hit the Bahamas. And it is likely to kind of bounce towards Florida but then curl away. And they're saying that the path for this now would put it directly onto Bermuda within about 2 days at a Category 2 pace. You know, these little islands have a hard time with this kind of enormous force. So my thoughts and prayers are definitely with the people of the Bahamas and also the people of Bermuda in the next few days. Another big story today, the U.S. government finally taking credit for the death of Hamza bin Laden. He had recently turned 30. He was a high-ranking official in Al-Qaeda, the group behind the 9/11 attacks, and he had been dubbed the Crown Prince of Jihad. Of course, bin Laden, his last name. You can know who his dad was. But the White House confirmed the news today after rumors had circulated over the last month that he had been killed in a secret U.S. mission. The statement said, Hamza bin Laden, the high-ranking Al-Qaeda member and son of Osama bin Laden, was killed in a United States counterterrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The loss of Hamza bin Laden not only deprives Al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, but it undermines important operational activities of the group. Hamza bin Laden was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. The terror chief, the 15th of Osama's 56 kids. Yeah, that guy was following the Quran. 56 kids. Yeah. Uh-huh. The 15th of them was believed to be hiding in Pakistan, Afghanistan, or even Iran, possibly. A $1 million bounty had been put on his head in February over fears he was becoming a terror figurehead. In a State Department briefing, Hamza had been described as an emerging leader in Al-Qaeda after he had called for attacks on the West. It was claimed he wanted revenge for the killing of his father, you know, the murderer, terrorist father, Osama bin Laden, who took great delight in killing 3,000-plus Americans. His son wanted to justify us killing him. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was another big story today. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Curious as to your thoughts on any of these. In sports news, here's something kind of interesting tonight. Antonio Brown, have you followed this saga? He was with the Raiders, and then he got released, and then the Patriots picked him up, and then he got accused of raping a girl, and he didn't want to wear the helmet that he was assigned because he wanted to wear the old helmet, and the NFL said he had to wear the new helmet, etc., etc. He was not going to play because of the rape charges, and the commissioner wanted to put him on the investigation list for the league, but they couldn't do that in time to miss this first game, so he may end up playing tomorrow. It's really quite interesting that this has gone as far as it has. If I was in charge of an NFL franchise, I don't think I'd go anywhere near this guy. I don't care if he could score three or four touchdowns, you know, in a given week. The damage you're going to do to your brand, if you adopt Antonio Brown as part of your family, you make him part of the crew. And, you know, this was the same franchise that had trouble with the tight end who killed himself in prison just, you know, a year or so ago. Because he was he had been found guilty and he was going to have to serve out his term. You know, it's interesting because people say, well, you know, the Patriots, they should really be America's team because, you know, they're the Patriots. patriot means, you know, lover of the country. But when you have this kind of scumbaggery, you know, in uniform for you, I'm not sure that that's helpful at all. And on top of that, you know, Tom Brady is their quarterback, who I just despise. I mean, who leaves his baby mama when she's halfway through the pregnancy? Which is what he did. Yeah. He left his baby mama halfway through the pregnancy to go score with a supermodel. Like, women across the world should hate Tom Brady. Unresolvedly, they should hate him. Who does that? Well, if you're a New England Patriot, I guess it comes with the territory. But it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Of course, NFL now into full swing. Week 2 is on the way. And it's going to be, I don't know, don't tell my friends here in New York this, but for my friends in the Dallas area, I think you've got a very good team headed your way this year. I think your defense is better than it's been. I think your offense is going to be awesome. I think that you're the sleeper in the NFL. Don't tell anybody I told you that. I promise you should not do that. But you heard it here first. Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. If you've got any comments on any of the breaking news stories of the day, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, last hour, we played for you the condensed Democratic debate from 3 hours into 3 minutes. If you missed that, we're going to replay it for you in just a moment to kind of round out the evening for us here at Radio Night Live. And if you did not get to reserve your spot for Israel yet, friends, limited amounts of time to save the discount. KMCRadio@gmail.com for all the info. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code K-Code.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
McCullough, glad you're with us on a very beautiful Saturday night in the city. If you miss any part of tonight's broadcast, from our announcement about Israel to the congratulations on what you accomplished when it came to freeing slaves this year, to our double feature in the Ladies Lounge, to even the simple news of the day, please feel free to get the podcast, go back, re-listen. We are more than happy to provide that for you. Also very happy that our friends over at the Daily Caller condensed the Democratic debate from 3 hours into 3 minutes. And if you missed it, here's the most salient portions that they could find.
My father grew up on a peanut farm in Asia with no floor. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Poor Joe Biden. He just wants to talk. Protesters interrupting, hangs his head in shame.
First, I have a few words for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Who we all know is watching.
Meanwhile, he's giving a speech.
Tax cut for the middle income people.
And now, President Trump, you can go back to watching Fox News.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If she qualifies,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Being for it.
This is why presidential debates are becoming unwatchable.
This
reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other, and telling each other that you're my plan, your plan. Look, we all...
Yeah, that's called the Democratic primary election.
That's
called an election. That's an election. You know, this is what we're here for. It's an election.
My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families. Someone watching this at home right now.
Funny enough, all 10 will also need
you. My friend Vermont thinks that the employer is going to give you back if you negotiate his union all these years.
And then there came the whole host of Spanish
sencillo.
Y bienvenidos a Texas.
En este país también se habla español.
Poor Biden. Just couldn't get a word in. Protesters.
The ACLU's legal director in Minnesota has said that you showed no interest in racial justice. Do you wish now that you had done more?
That's not my record.
Senator Biden, we'll start the clock again.
Racism, white supremacy, racism. Donald Trump's a racist.
Racism, racially motivated, racial divide.
White supremacy, systemic racism, racially biased, systemic racism. White supremacy, racism, which is the racism that we see.
Racism.
Systemic racism.
Racism. White supremacy, racist policies.
Racial justice, racial segregation.
Because of Trump's policy.
President Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
President Trump.
Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Hey, Kamala has a crush on Trump.
Donald Trump.
President Trump.
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 Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
President Trump.
Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump. Donald Trump.
Trump. Trump. Trump.
And that was pretty much how it went. Anyway,
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.